Hot take. Your boss doesn't hate you. Like, they're not mad at you. Like, sometimes my manager will send me like a message on Slack that has like no punctuation or like a period, and I'm like, well, that's it. That's it. Like, I'm done. And then we get
I'm
on
getting
the
fired
I'm getting
today.
fucking fired. And then we get on the phone and she's like, happy, bubbly, like na na na. And I'm like, oh right, I forgot that she's trying to manage four people while also like running her own shit, because we're a team of five, and she has to both strategize, lead, and execute. Like, she just doesn't have the time to reread the messages that she sends me sometimes to add a
Or to
little
read
exclamation
them.
point.
To read them at all. It's just typically like if your boss is like my meetings, the amount of meetings, even me, like as a middle manager of people, I have one direct report right now. I just had two, but like,
But even still, like, Bridget, do you hate your direct reports?
no, of course not. And like,
Okay,
it when
thank
I
you.
exactly, of course, I would not. I love my direct reports. Like, I the think the biggest thing is like assuming positive intent. Like, I want my direct reports to thrive because when, oh, Wrigley says that too.
Come on, Wrigley.
When they do well, I do well. And when I do well, my boss does well. And then when my boss does well, like the company does well and the CEO is happy and like all of those things. Like, all the way up, every single person in an org this small needs you to win, not just wants you. So, like, I think the key there is explaining what you need and being more proactive about I need X to get Y to be able to do X, Y, and Z, right? That is more pro that helps your boss. It takes things off of their plate, and makes them less busy so that they can trust you to do those things.
Being that like direct also with your boss is not a bad thing. Like, they're not going to get mad at you either. Yes, your boss is busy. Managers are busy, but they also have a job, and that is to manage you.
Yeah.
And so you can ask them for things that you need in order to be successful. And you don't have to be like scared about that, because they won't hate you. They're gonna be like, great, like, you're making my job easier by telling me what you need.
Yeah.
I can get you that thing.
Yeah, because they
Now I don't
can't
have to
guess what,
guess.
yeah, because typically they're guessing what you need, or they're saying they're waiting for, like, my one-on-ones is mostly me talking, which is a good thing. But at the end, I need to be like, okay, takeaways, I need this, this, and this from you. Because I only get her once a week.
Your boss doesn't hate you.
Your boss doesn't hate you. Your boss just needs you to tell them what you need.
Also,
Yes.
they won't hate you if you quit either.
No, I just had, you know what? One of my direct reports just left. We didn't have a long tenure together, but it was great. And like, he is going off to do things outside of this industry, and I'm incredibly happy for him.
If you have a
It's
good relationship with your manager, they're not going to hate you when
no.
you progress and they get to see you grow.
Yeah,
If you
as
have a
a
bad relationship
person.
with your manager and they are mad at you, then they're a bad manager, and get the fuck out of there and slide into our DMs if you need a new job.
On period.
Anyway, your boss doesn't hate you.
Okay, love you, bye.